Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored. Tonight, my title is going to be The Lens of the World. I'm going to start with a scripture, so if you all would flip with me to 1 John 2, and I'm going to read 15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. You may all be seated. So, most of you know me, but for those that don't, I've been coming to RAC now for a little over a year, about a year and a half, and I only went to church for short periods of time in my childhood. I was never fully aware of truth, obviously, until I came to RAC. So with that being said, I grew up in a wildly different mindset, and I saw the world in a wildly different way than how I see the world now. I grew up also, bear with me, not wearing glasses. But I've known since a young age that I need glasses. And about 2 years ago, I finally got glasses. And praise God, because I can see, okay? But I still, to this day, forget to leave the house with my glasses on. Sometimes, when we begin our walk, it's hard for us to remember to look through the lens of the Spirit. We've been looking through the lens of the world for so long that it just becomes a permanent fixture with us. I got used to having bad vision, and the same goes for the bad vision of the world. The world doesn't look at things like the Spirit does. Sometimes it feels like the world will pull us in every direction. We are constantly bombarded with messages about what we should want, what we should look like, what we should achieve, what kind of job we should have. The world's lens can make us lose sight of what truly matters. As the scripture says, the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Looking through the lens of the world can lead us to focus on temporary pleasures and superficial goals. It can make us forget that our ultimate purpose is to serve God and to follow His will. The world tells us that our success is measured by wealth and status, our physical appearance, but God measures our success by our faith, our obedience to His word, and our love for others. The world often tells us that accumulating money and possessions will make us happy, while having nice things can bring temporary joy. I like a new pair of shoes every once in a while. Those new pair of shoes are going to get dirty, and I'm gonna need a new pair. It doesn't fill the void in our hearts. The Lord provides us with spiritual riches that never fade. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Society places high value on beauty standards and appearance. This can lead to a constant pursuit of looking a certain way, which I don't know about y'all, but comparing myself to everyone all the time is pretty exhausting. God values our hearts. 1 Samuel 16:7 reminds us, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." The Lord values our inner character and our spiritual health. You can be the most beautiful person in the world and have the ugliest spirit. 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Many people seek validation through their social status, through striving to be popular or influential, or just trying to fit in. While those things are unrealistic goals, because no matter how hard we try, there will never be enough people in the world to fulfill you the way the Lord does. The Lord offers us a sense of belonging and purpose. Galatians 3:26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." The world is full of distractions that can provide momentary happiness, such as social media, TV, entertainment. And these are enjoyable. I like to watch a movie every once in a while, but that doesn't offer lasting satisfaction, and that shouldn't be our priority. The joy that comes from a relationship with God is deep and enduring. Psalm 16:11 said, "Thou wilt strew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The world often pushes us to climb the corporate ladder, to achieve high status job titles, earn large salaries. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a successful career. But these goals can become superficial if they are at the expense of our well-being, our relationships, and most importantly, our walk with God. In contrast, the Lord wants us to work with integrity and purpose, serving others through our work. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men." The world often emphasizes individual success and self-reliance, promoting the idea that we should prioritize our own needs and desires above all else. But the Bible teaches the Bible teaches the importance of community, selflessness, and serving others. Philippians 2:3-4 says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Modern culture often promotes the idea that truth is relative, that everyone can have their own version of truth. The Bible, however, teaches that there is an absolute truth found in God's word. Jesus said in John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me." Often forgiveness in the world is conditional. People may forgive only if someone apologizes or makes amends. There is a limit to how many times someone is willing to forgive. That's where the idea of three strikes and you're out comes in. The world often encourages revenge instead of forgiveness. That's where the idea of an eye for an eye comes. Forgiveness might be seen as something that can be withheld as a form of power or control over someone. For instance, since I've forgiven you, I now get to treat you however I please. The Bible teaches that forgiveness should be given freely and unconditionally, just as God forgives us. In Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Forgiveness in the Bible is also about freeing oneself from the emotional burden of holding on to anger and resentment. We see this so much in bitterness that's carried down from parent to child. When I was young, something pretty upsetting happened in the church we attended. And since then, my family has been so reluctant to open themselves to another church. And this was carried down to me until I found Rhett. So thank you. Ephesians 4:31-32 advises, let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. When we look through the lens of the world, we might feel insecure, inadequate, constantly in need of more. We feel hurt and bitter and angry. But when we shift our focus to looking through the lens of the Spirit, we find strength and courage. We realize that we are loved unconditionally, that our worth is not determined by worldly standards, and that our true purpose is to live a life that honors God. Let us strive to view our lives through God's lens. Let us seek His guidance in our decisions, find our value in His love, and pursue His will above all else. By doing so, we not only find peace and fulfillment, but also the strength and the courage to face any challenge that comes our way. When you leave here tonight, just please remember that God's guidance is always with you. Remember to seek His wisdom in every decision. Find your worth in His unwavering love and align your actions with His will. By doing so, you'll be fully equipped with peace, strength, and courage to overcome anything. Trust in His plan. Trust in His plan. And let His light shine through you in all that you do. I love you all.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.